Dreft, Dreft, Dreft your dishes and oh how they shine. Shine without wiping in half of the time and look right. Right, so don't you get left, get Dreft. And now Dreft presents Joyce Jordan, M.D. Joyce Jordan, M.D., the moving and dramatic story of a woman doctor, of her struggle to be a woman and a doctor at the same time. Joyce Jordan, M.D. Surprise! Yes, ladies, you'll get a mighty pleasant surprise the very first time you Dreft your dishes. Dreft, Procter & Gamble's amazing suds discovery, gets dishes so clean they shine even without wiping. Glassware sparkles beautifully, towel or no towel. But before me are several glasses that tell the Dreft story better than I could ever do. Half these glasses have been washed in soap, the other half in Dreft suds.
And it's easy to see which are the Dreft wash glasses, the crystal clear ones. Those cloudy glasses were washed in soap.
Oh, right you are.
Yes, when I used soap, my glassware had those cloudy streaks, too. But now that I use Dreft, my dishes dry, sparkling as these every time.
Well, that's the miracle of Dreft, ladies. Where all soaps leave a film on dishes unless polished off, Dreft suds rinse clear and leave dishes sparkling clean.
Yes, and greasy steak platters and casserole dishes, too. Dreft's long-lasting suds get them clean in a flash. Yet dishpan grease is never a problem. It seems to disappear right before your eyes.
Dreft's kind to your hands, too.
Absolutely. You women who Dreft your nice colored washables know how mild it is.
So, ladies, for dishwashing miracles, get Dreft in the bright green package today. That's D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. See your dishes shine even without wiping. As Joyce Jordan stood on the terrace of her new apartment with the dreaming city stretched below her, she prayed for Dawson Blakely's recovery, for the happiness of Ernest, her foster son. And she also prayed for the woman who hates her.
Oh, please, God, let Brett Martin find contentment and fulfillment. Maybe then she'll lose her bitterness and stop resenting me so. Oh. There's the plane coming over the house. Passenger plane heading west. This is just the time that Brett should be starting on her journey back to Centerville. Such a tragic journey for her. Such a lonely journey. Brett may be on that very plane. I hope she isn't miserable. I hope she isn't crying her heart out. Please, God, let her have a safe journey.
Are you comfortable, Miss Martin?
Quite comfortable, thank you. You stewardesses have a way of making us feel very much at home.
Nice of you to say so. Would you like a pillow?
No, thanks.
Magazine, perhaps, or newspaper?
No, really.
A good story might help to pass the time.
No, thanks. Stories leave me cold. I write them, you see.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, we get quite a few offers on this line, New York to Hollywood, you know.
I've never made Hollywood yet. But here's hoping.
It would be fun to see a story come to life on the screen. Well, if you want anything, Miss Martin, just let me know.
Oh, I will, thanks. I will indeed.
Pardon me, I couldn't help overhearing your conversation with the stewardess.
Oh, yes?
I heard her call you Miss Martin, and I heard you admit that you were a writer.
I'm afraid I was showing off a bit. I'm not actually a story writer in the larger sense. I'm a newspaper woman.
You're not by any chance Brett Martin.
But I am. Oh, I've never been more flattered. I'm not very well known in this country, you see. I've always worked for British syndicates.
I happen to be a newspaper man myself, Miss Martin.
Oh, that explains it.
My name's Richard Bergman.
Richard Bergman? You own a whole chain of newspapers. I know all about you, too.
Now, it's my turn to be flattered.
I don't see why. You're a famous man.
And you're a rather famous young lady. I didn't dream that you'd be so young and pretty.
As we say in our London pubs, I as your eye and I take the bow.
I imagine that you'd be a rather square-built young female. After all, you've had several rather grueling years in the Far East. You know, I'm lucky having you for a seat companion. Last time I made this trip, I drew a lady who lectured on biology. She was square-built, and she wasn't a young female either.
Well, when I made the trip east this morning, I had a buyer next to me, bought for a furniture house. Anything you want to know about lumber shortages, well, just ask.
I'd rather ask a few other things.
Such as?
You say you flew east this morning, you're flying west tonight. Oh, I know it's none of my business, but I sincerely hope you weren't making a deal with a competitor.
I didn't make a deal with a competitor.
Good.
You're wrong. Bad.
Then you wanted to tie up with a New York newspaper?
We're talking at cross purposes, Mr. Bergman. The matter that took me to New York was an entirely personal one.
I see. So I'll rephrase my question. Have you any desire to tie up with a New York newspaper?
Well...
Of course, if you're under contract with a pretty syndicate, there might be complications, but such things can be ironed out. Our legal department is made up of magicians and sorcerers.
I'm not under contract with a British syndicate. My contract expired last year, and I didn't renew it. My plans were too unsettled. I didn't want to be tied to any specific place. I didn't want to be fenced in by commitments.
Are you still in the same mood?
Not quite. Let me get this straight, Mr. Bergman. Are you, in an entirely roundabout way, offering me a job?
I'm offering you a job in a very straightforward way. I read your stories on China, Miss Martin. The ones that were reprinted by the Canadian press. I was very much impressed by them.
That's kind of you.
The world's not at war now, thank heaven, but the sort of writing you do is just as effective in peace times.
Oh, I'm beginning to wonder if there are any peace times.
Yeah, you sound a bit cynical.
Life has taught me to be cynical.
Of course, there was always a cynical touch to the stories you wrote, and yet there was an underlying sweetness and optimism. A rare combination. Miss Martin, I'll be on the West Coast less than a week.
Yes?
And then I'll be ready to talk business with you. If you give me your address, I'll get in touch with you as soon as I'm back in New York. If you wouldn't mind flying on at my expense, we might be able to come to terms. I'd like to put you on special articles immediately to build your name in America.
I'm not sure that's what I want most at the moment, Mr. Bergman.
You're not sure that's what you want most? But all newspaper women want...
Well, just for a change, as a sporting thing, I'd like to start in as a reporter, not as a special writer with a byline. I'd like to learn your American newspaper game from the bottom, so to speak.
Well, that's an interesting slant, but wouldn't it be backtracking? You're way beyond reporting, Miss Mark.
I'd like to write unsigned stories about people. I'd like to ferret out their secrets.
For example?
Oh, I'm not thinking of anybody in particular at the moment. But, well, say there was some sort of a conflict in high society. Well, I'd like to uncover that conflict. Suppose, for instance, that some rich man was marrying against his mother's wishes, marrying beneath him. I'd like to take the mother's side and fight her battle through to the finish, so that the gold-digging girls would have to watch their steps in the future. If some professional man or woman were being unethical and needed to be caught off base... But I've been thinking aloud, Mr. Bergman. I do hope you'll forgive me.
Forgive you? You've been extremely interesting, Miss Martin. I'm enchanted by the idea of a super sleuth who writes the way you do.
Then I'll let you have my address. And as soon as you've returned to New York, perhaps you'll drop me a line or send me a wire.
Better yet, I'll phone.
Well, do. I'm immensely intrigued with the idea of working for you, Mr. Bergman.
Well, that goes double. This has been a productive trip for me. I thought I was going to Hollywood to see the preview of a dull picture and visit a few friends. But I found a new star for my own particular firmament.
It's been a productive trip for me, too, Mr. Bergman. You'll give me a chance to accomplish something I'm very anxious to accomplish.
The plane's out of sight. It was like a star fading in the distance.
Say there was some sort of conflict in high society. Well, I'd like to uncover that conflict.
I hope someday Mrs. Blakely will learn to like me. Maybe if I make Dawson strong and well again, she'll accept me as a friend. And as a daughter-in-law.
Suppose some rich man were marrying against his mother's wishes.
Yes, maybe Mrs. Blakely will learn to like me. Maybe she'll withdraw her objections to the marriage.
I'd take the mother's side and fight through to a finish.
After all, Dr. Tracy's fighting for me. Maybe she'll change Mrs. Blakely's opinion. Then, too, I'm a good doctor. I've got that in my favor, at least.
If some professional man or woman were being unethical and needed to be caught off base, I'd like to prove a case against that man or woman.
I try so hard. There's so many obstacles in the way. Oh, God, hear the prayers I've said tonight. Please listen to them. Let there be a miracle. Let Dawson get well and make his mother accept me. Let Ernest's path be bright and gay. And let Gret Martin find some sort of happiness. Let her find peace and fulfillment.
Even as Joyce is praying, evil forces are at work against her. For Gret Martin's fulfillment will come only if she's able to hurt Joyce. What will happen if Gret accepts a newspaper job in New York and starts, as she obviously intends to, on a vitriolic campaign to ruin Joyce Jordan's career and her reputation and her romance? Now some dishwashing news to chase away those blues. Dreft, Dreft, Dreft your dishes and oh how they shine. Shine without wiping in half of the time and look bright. Right, so don't you get left, get Dreft. Yes, Dreft, Procter & Gamble's amazing suds discovery gets dishes so clean they shine even without wiping. Makes your nice glassware sparkle like jewels, towel or no towel.
That's the wonderful advantage of using Dreft. It's not a soap. It's an amazing new kind of suds that doesn't leave a film on dishes the way all soaps do. Why, with Dreft, everything comes shining clean, from glassware to the greasiest pots and pans.
Because Dreft, unlike soap, Dreft rinses clean and clear.
And so many women write us, please tell everybody how magically Dreft suds get rid of dish pan grease.
Sure, you've never seen the soap that gets rid of grease the way Dreft can. Yet Dreft leaves no greasy ring in the dish pan, no greasy film on your hands. That grease just seems to disappear before your very eyes.
Yes, Dreft's easy on hands. Women who Dreft their pretty colored lingerie know how gentle Dreft suds are. There's no harsh alkali in Dreft that can redden hands.
So, ladies, why not join the march to Dreft? Get Dreft in the bright green package today and see how Dreft makes dishes shine even without wiping. Don't get left, get Dreft. Be sure to listen to Joyce Jordan tomorrow. This is Richard Stark inviting you to listen again to Joyce Jordan, M.D., with Betty Winkler. Brought to you by Procter & Gamble, makers of Dreft, the new and different suds that performs washing miracles no soap could ever do. It starts with D and ends with T. That's D-R-E-F-T, Dreft.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.